From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Democrats in Congress have begun an investigation, and California says it will sue to overturn a decision by the Environmental Protection Agency. Yesterday, the EPA denied California's request to set its own tougher standards for tailpipe emissions to reduce greenhouse gases. 16 other states have adopted California's standards, or are in the process of doing so. The first to follow California's path was Vermont. Jim Douglas is the governor there, a Republican, and he joins us from the State House in Montpelier. And Governor Douglas, first, your reaction to the ruling yesterday by the EPA?
I was very disappointed by the EPA's decision to deny California's waiver. As you noted, Vermont was the first state after California to adopt the more aggressive greenhouse gas emission standards, as we were earlier when the California standards were first adopted a few years ago. We were also the first to be sued, and we prevailed in the federal district court, as California did just a short time ago. We're looking at our options legally, and I hope that whether it's through the judicial process or the congressional process, we can have a different decision.
Well, California officials have said they're going to sue and sue and sue again. Is Vermont going to join in those lawsuits?
I haven't had a chance to discuss it with our attorney general, but we're exploring that option. We have not been reluctant to sue the EPA in the past, whether it's to compel them to adopt certain standards in its regulatory scheme or to stop the pollution from power plants out in the Midwest. So it's something we're going to look at very seriously.
Apart from a lawsuit, what other options might you have?
We might want to talk with our congressional delegation about putting something in an act of Congress that would negate this decision and allow states the flexibility to adopt these standards. The problem with going through the court system is that it sometimes takes too long. It can be years before cases are ultimately decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's important that we act as quickly as possible.
The EPA administrator yesterday, Stephen Johnson, said that what the country needs is a clear national solution, not a confusing patchwork of state rules. Those are his words. Doesn't one national standard make sense?
Well, it does make sense, but it's got to be a standard that most Americans agree with, and it's important that the Environmental Protection Agency, which is the federal agency charged with protecting the environment, adopt a standard that's consistent with the expectations of the American people. Historically, of course, the Congress has said that either the national standards or those that may be adopted that are more rigorous, like California's, could be implemented, and we've chosen to do the latter, as a number of other states have. So if there's going to be a national standard, it really has to be rigorous enough to meet the expectations of a public that's increasingly concerned about greenhouse gas emissions.
Well, the energy bill that was signed into law yesterday imposes standards, raises the standard for fuel economy. Isn't that good enough?
Well, I'm pleased that the Congress passed the energy bill and that it was signed into law. But this EPA decision really stalls the real and immediate action that states are taking to address CO2 emissions. It's often been said that states are the laboratories of democracy and often ahead of the curve in terms of taking action, and this, I think, is an example of that. So, yes, it's good to have the energy bill passed, but most Americans want action now. They want it more aggressive, and that's what the EPA has to allow us to do.
Do you think the EPA is doing its job?
Well, I'm concerned that a federal agency that's in charge of protecting the environment of our nation isn't really acting as an environmental steward in the way that Americans expect. Well, I think we have a right to expect that the EPA will be a more aggressive regulator, a more appropriate environmental steward.
Well, Governor Douglas, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's Governor Jim Douglas, Republican of Vermont, speaking with us from Montpelier.